There's a famous tshuva of Rav Moshe that people use regarding Makua during Yud Beis Chodesh. And if a wife is in Yud Beis Chodesh, and let's say the husband has to go to a dinner or business affair, whatever it might be, and it'd be uncomfortable going without his will, it's understood you bring your wife to these things, and they're not really going to understand. So therefore, he has a kula that the wife, even though she's in Yud Beis Chodesh, she could go to the Suda. So the shaila is, well, what's the heter based on? So he writes, because Yud Beis Chodesh is based on Kivud Aveim, you know, Shivan Shosham Midin Aveilus, and Yud Beis Chodesh is Mikivud Aveim, and therefore, the halach is Gemara and Kiddushin, that once you get married, the chiyuv to your husband comes before your father. And therefore, if your husband wants you to go to the dinner, so then you could go. So that's a big kula many don't like, because Rav Moshe is assuming it's out kivud aveim. Others assume, no, maybe it's a midin of aveilus. Like, however, because of kivud aveim, we extended the laws of aveilus to Yud Beis Chodesh. But it's not midin kivud aveim, it's midin aveilus. And therefore they say, it's midin aveilus, so the Rav Moshe says to win a play. That's one nekuda. But that's Rav Moshe. That you could be more, there's more room to be meiko for Yud Beis Chodesh because you could be out kivud aveim. And the chiyuv goes to the husband first. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that perhaps it's nitan l'machil even shivin shloshim. Why? Because the shaila is, why do we have aveilus? Why do you... So, do I say it's a general covet habrius? In other words, like if an ant dies, a squirrel dies, a raccoon's die, life goes on as usual, maybe even better than usual, if the raccoon is giving you a hard time. But bottom line, it doesn't cause a self-reflection, what's going on. And the effort so too, if you didn't do aveilus on a human being, it'd be a bizayon. Covet ames, so therefore, so it's a generic covet abrius, and that's why we do aveilus? Or no? It's a specific covet abrius on that specific aveilus on that person himself. That's not on a general covet abrius. So that's the shaila. It's a nitan la machila. If it's number one, if it's a generic one, so obviously it can't be mocho. It'll be like an animal. Like, how can you be mocho? It's covet abrius on olam, and that no one's going to recognize, there won't be anything different that a person passed away or an animal. And or it's no, it's a generic one. This person has a right to be mocho on his specific case. So Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to lean like number two. So in theory, at least, there'd be room to nitan lo machila as well by Shiva and Shosha. Rav Moshe writes it by Yud Beis Chodesh. Rabbi Kiva Eger takes it to Shiva and Shosha. They say over that Rav Schechter, that when his father passed away, well, I'm assuming before he passed away, he said, I know you're a Rav, you have Talmidim, and you have the people are going to want you to come to all the different weddings. So he said, I'm Mocho. So that's the Shaila. So obviously, if it's Kivud Aveim, it's Nitan L'Machila. If it's not Kiva Aim, so if Rabbi Kiva Eger says it by Shivan Shloshim, so it's twice. Yeah, I'm not sure what, that's what they say over. I'm not sure what Rav Schechter, if he actually did go to weddings or not, but that's what they say over, that his father was Mocho. So if it's his father was Mocho, that means any father could be Mocho. And perhaps get into to have to actually state it or not, or it's understood. Most parents are okay, you know, or maybe they're not. So that would be the shaila. But Maisa, obviously the minig is, if you don't have to, then one tries to avoid weddings and sudas for the, you know, Yud Beis Chodesh.